What if I told you that every conversation, every deal, and even every conflict could lead to both sides winning? Imagine walking away from the table, not just with what you want, but with something even better, stronger relationships, more value, and a clearer path forward. Whether it's closing a high-stakes business deal or negotiating your salary, the secret lies not in hard bargaining, but in smart collaboration. Ready to learn how the best negotiators do it? Let's unlock the art of negotiating. Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, where we dive deep into the tools, strategies, and mindset shifts necessary to thrive as a leader. I'm your host, Liliane, but you can call me Lily. And today, we are discussing one of the most important skills in both business and life: negotiation. Whether you're leading a team, closing a sales deal, or managing everyday relationships, mastering the art of negotiation is critical for success. Negotiation is not just about getting what you want. It's about creating a solution where both parties walk away feeling empowered. It's about building trust, finding common grounds, and fostering collaboration. And that's what we'll unpack today: how you can approach negotiation with a mindset focused on mutual success. Today, we will focus exclusively on collaborative negotiation rather than distributive, or also called competitive negotiation. However, before we dive in, let's take a few minutes to explain what distributive negotiation entails. So, this type of negotiation follows a winner-takes-all mindset, where one party often ends up with a larger portion of the deal while the other party makes concessions. A classical example in negotiating the price of a car: the buyer wants to pay the lowest price while the seller aims for the highest. The value at stake is limited, and both sides are competing to secure as much as it as possible. So in this scenario, the term win-lose is really fitting, as one party's gain is the other party's loss. Typically, there is no ongoing relationship between the negotiators, and the primary focus is on the transaction itself. Example includes the sale of a rug between strangers, or maybe wage negotiations between business owners and unionized employees. Obviously, relationships aren't prioritized in this form of negotiation, right? So, really, today we will focus exclusively on collaborative negotiation. Why? Because this is the one that will help you not only get what you want today, but in the future. And it's really focusing on relationships. So let's get into it. So, why negotiation skills matter? So, before we jump into the how of negotiation, let's take a moment to understand why negotiation is a core leadership skill. Think about it. Every day, as leaders, we negotiate on some level. You might be negotiating deadlines with your team, maybe salary discussions with HR, or client contracts in sales. Good negotiators are also excellent listeners. They read between the lines, picking up on what's said and, more importantly, what's unsaid. They understand the needs and motivation of other party, which allows them to steer the conversation towards a win-win solution. I remember a time when I was working on a large deal with a high-stakes client. So initially, it felt like we were at a completely deadlock. Our prices were too high for them, and their budget was too low for us, so it was complicated to work with. But after listening carefully, I realized their core issue wasn't just price, it was risk. Once we reframed the conversation around minimizing their risk instead of just price cuts, we were able to reach a creative solution that worked for both parties. So, when we think about negotiation, there are really three pillars effective negotiation: preparation, communication, and flexibility. The most important part of negotiation happens before you even enter the room. You see, research is everything. You need to know the facts about your counterpart, their business goals, their pain points. Also, be clear on your own objectives and limits. What's your ideal outcome? What's your walkaway point? If you don't know your limits, you are at a disadvantage from the start. Communication is key, so clear, respectful, and open communication is the foundation of any negotiation. So when we communicate, it is important to remember that body language, tone, and active listening are just as important as the words we speak. So try to avoid turning the negotiation into a battle. Instead, ask questions that encourage your counterpart to open up about their priorities and concerns. Now, if you work in sales, that should be something you should feel comfortable. Should feel comfortable about that. So, open-ended questions, you'll get the other party to speak more, and that can almost help shifting the conversation if necessary. Sometimes negotiations can shift one way or the other, so it's important to be flexible. Negotiation is rarely linear, and being rigid can shut down opportunities. So, flexibility means being open to creative solutions and reframing problems. One effective technique is expanding the pie. Try to find areas of values that weren't previously on the table. For example, if the price is a striking point, perhaps there's room to add value in the form of extended service, longer payment terms, or additional support. Actually, I've been working with a client now for 4 months. And when we were negotiating, they were a bit stuck on the fact that I wouldn't budge on the price for my coaching services. But after a deeper conversation, they realized they could negotiate other factors, like the fact that I would meet them at their office every week and that I would happily jump on a 30-minute call occasionally, free of charge, to give them a bit of advice around their business. You see, my experience working for a tech startup has been an added value to the service I provide and to the long-term relationship we are building. In the end, they came out with a far better deal by focusing on what mattered most to them. The win-win mindset. Here's the thing. Successful negotiation isn't about winning at the expense of the other party. That's not the mindset. A win-win mindset is critical. It's about finding solutions to address the core needs of both parties. It's only that approach that will help you build long-term relationships and foster trust, which, let's be honest, is far more valuable than any short-term victory. In sales, for instance, when you focus on delivering value to the client rather than just pushing a deal through, you often secure repeat business and referrals. So the same principle applies in leadership, whether it's negotiating responsibilities with your team or working with upper management. Your goal should be to find mutual beneficial outcomes. Now, let's talk about, tips for your next negotiation. Now that we've laid the groundwork, let's get into some actionable strategies you can apply in your next negotiation. So, four tips. Anchor the conversation. Set the tone early by anchoring the conversation with your proposal. Research shows that the person who puts the first offer on the table often influences the entire negotiations process. Your initial offer doesn't have to be final. It just sets a frame of reference. Use silence as a tool. You see, people are very often uncomfortable with silence, and they'll try to fill it up with information, which can work to your advantage. After making a point or asking a question, allow the silence to linger for a moment. It can lead the other person to reveal critical information. That actually reminds me of my time as a sales leader. And that's something when sales guys in my team were bringing me to their calls and final negotiations, that was my advice to them. Share a first price, explain, and then shut up. Let them speak. And very often, junior sales guys would kind of jump in and feel the need to talk when it was the time to literally shut up. Trade, don't give. If you make a concession, always trade it for something in return. This creates a sense of balance and ensures that you're not giving away value without receiving something equally valuable in return. That is important. Don't give away value without receiving something equally valuable in return. Last but not least, leverage emotion and logic. Let me explain. I can hear you think now. It is essential to be logical, no doubt, but emotions also play a huge role in decision making. So pay attention to the emotional undercurrents of the conversation and acknowledge them. Sometimes addressing emotional concerns can lead to breakthroughs in stale negotiations. I'd like to add a few things that I really want you to remember when it comes to collaborative negotiation. Remember, your task is twofold. You need to create as much value as possible for you and for the other side, and you need to claim that value, your value as well. More likely, each party makes trade-offs to get the things they value the most while giving up other less critical factors. For example, in a supplier-manufacturer negotiation, the manufacturer might get the unit price and the supplier might get the payment terms. And remember, sometimes the two sides' interests don't compete at all. Thus, the ability for one side to win do not detract from the other side's to win as well. So, in those type of negotiation, the price is not the only thing to be negotiated. You can play with delivery dates, payment terms, and there are several opportunities to create values. Mike Gordon, who is a negotiator expert, says that the two sides should believe in their best interest, and their best interest is to find ways to benefit your negotiating partner. So creativity is only possible if both parties understand their own key interest and the key interest of the other side. According to him, concessions are not necessary. You look for creative options. Then there are always positive outcomes. To wrap up, remember that negotiation is a skill everyone can develop with practice. It's not about hard tactics or manipulation. It's about building relationships, understanding motivations, and finding common grounds. By mastering negotiation, you not only set yourself up for success, but you also help others achieve their goals. One of my favorite negotiation mantras is, it's not about being tough, it's about being smart. Always aim for clarity, empathy, and fairness, and you'll be surprised by how much more you can achieve. That's all for today's episode on negotiation. If you found these insights helpful, don't forget to subscribe and share this episode with others who might benefit. And as always, if you have any questions or topic you'd like me to cover in future episodes, feel free to reach out on social media or drop a comment. Thank you for tuning in to the Leadership Podcast. Until next time, keep growing, keep leading, and remember, you have the power to create the success you desire.